As the presidential candidates grip and grin their way across the early primary states, many voters are tuning in online to get the latest information on their policies and plans. But sifting through the muck of rumor, fact, and fiction online isn't easy. So MIT grad student Dan Schultz came up with an idea to help. Truth goggles.
It's a browser plugin, so it's not an actual pair of goggles. It's a piece of software.
Of course, the joke about beer goggles is they make people or potential dates look more attractive than they really are. Schultz's truth goggles are meant to do the opposite. With this software, your potential candidate might not look so hot anymore once the program has searched and flagged their statements as dubious. Then it would link you to the research of fact-checking websites like PolitiFact.
The inspiration behind this project goes back to my freshman year when I took a course about the War of the Worlds broadcast that happened in, I think it was 1938.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in the War of the Worlds.
Orson Welles' War of the Worlds was broadcast, and a lot of people, a significant number of people who tuned in the middle, thought that aliens were actually invading the planet.
Humped shape is rising out of the pit.
Lord, they're turning into flames.
I would like to help keep people from believing that aliens are invading the planet. I want to use this tool to trigger their critical abilities, to get them to think a little bit harder about what they're seeing.
And there's another earthly purpose those truth goggles for the web could serve, helping out a reporter on deadline. The software will happily fact-check your story and catch things you didn't even know needed to be checked.
In the same way we would, before publishing something, run through it for spelling and grammar mistakes, maybe they didn't know that. Maybe they didn't realize that it didn't go without saying, and correct them before they get perpetuated.
Schultz says in the future, the program could draw on research from all kinds of fact-checking websites and help people break out of what he calls their personal filter bubble.
The tool isn't going to dictate what's true and what's false. It's going to say, hey, are you sure you believe that? Or on the other end of the spectrum, hey, are you sure you don't believe that? And then, instead of telling them to believe it or disbelieve it, providing as much evidence as possible to help, in a concise way, to help them decide if they believe or disbelieve it.
Dan Schultz is working on the program for his master's degree and is still a year away from finishing it up. Just a little late for next year's election. Until then, the truth is out there. You're listening to NPR News.